Hey everyone, you're listening to a Hobosode sponsored by Greg T, and it looks like this is Hobosode number 37. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I have until September 11th of this year to do 52 Hobosodes, because I said I was going to do one per week, and I'm only up to 37, and it looks like I'm going to be a few short if I don't hurry the fuck up. So I think I need to do a Hobosode every single day until September 11th, so I can meet my yearly quota. Anyway, today is August 11th, 2017. I've been recording a full-length show today. I've been doing some more Tenants from Hell calls, and I don't know if I'm going to get those done or not, but I took a break so I could record this Hobosode real quick, mainly because I saw an email in here from Brown Magic, and it says it's a time-sensitive prank. So I think that's what today's episode is going to be, just a single prank call to this lady that Brown Magic sent me back on July 28th, and today is August 11th, but I think I can still do this one. He sent me this screenshot of a girl who used Walmart's new grocery pickup service. And she posted on here, "Just picked up my grocery order from Walmart. They brought it out and loaded it for me. Awesome, and it was really easy." Maybe that's just the generic text that Walmart inserts in there for you when you click on the share my order thing, probably. I don't think our local Walmart has the grocery pickup thing yet, but they do have grocery delivery, and I tried that out a couple weeks ago. I think I ordered like maybe $50 worth of groceries, a bunch of non-perishable stuff, and I thought they would just bring it from the local Walmart, but no, they sent it via FedEx from California. Like 8 hours away from me, they shipped it up here, and then it kept getting stuck in some sort of security queue in Salem, which is 30 miles in the opposite direction. They're like, "It's out for delivery," and then that night it'd be like, "Oh, it's back in the security queue at Salem." I'm probably on some kind of a list where they go through all of my mail and make sure I'm not up to anything funny. But the groceries finally got here, and I don't know, it worked. I'm planning on trying the pickup service at Fred Meyer soon, because I guess your first three pickups are free. The delivery service was free, but I'm positive they lost money on it, sending it FedEx from California. You know, all these grocery stores, they're going to start offering all this delivery stuff and pickup stuff, and it's all Amazon's fault. You guys think my Amazon drone delivery pranks are not based on reality, but now Amazon, they're buying Whole Foods, and they're filing patents for these giant drone towers. They're going to send out drones with your groceries all over town. It's going to be crazy. Like, every single store is going to do this soon. Not to mention all the fast food places and the 7-Elevens. I'm pretty excited about this. It's going to present so many brand new prank call opportunities. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. Brown Magic says her number is, and has her phone number, "You've called her twice. Once about a fax machine fire and her mail being thrown away, and she got pretty pissed both times." So this is apparently my third call to her, which I shouldn't be doing because at this point it's pretty much harassment. But maybe since it's spaced out so far apart, it's not technically harassment. It's like when I prank called Mildred Monday for 20 years straight. That was okay because I took like a year break in between each call. It's totally fine when you do that, I think.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Mildred.
Yes.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the Walmart. And it looks like about, I don't know, a little ways back you got a grocery delivery from us.
Yes.
And I was supposed to call you back, I don't know, about a week ago, I guess, but it kind of slipped my mind. I'm sorry to just now get to this. But the people that brought your groceries out said you were giving them snake eyes, like just glaring at them a lot.
No.
And, I mean, you know, this is just supposed to be a nice service that we're offering for people. You don't have to try and intimidate people when they bring your groceries out.
Okay, this is the second kind of call I've had like this. This is funny, hysterical. Goodbye.
Well, no, it's not supposed to be funny, ma'am. This is very...
Stop harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. This is very serious. This is the first time I've called you.
It's not serious.
What other...
And you called me about other shit. Stop. Goodbye.
What other call did you get? See, Brown Magic, this is why I shouldn't call back people repeatedly like this, because then it's harassment, and they're expecting me. So I know this is a Hobosode, and originally I said Hobosodes would just be like one prank and maybe one voicemail, and that was it. And that was the whole point, because they're Hobosodes. But I don't think I'm satisfied with that call I made for Brown Magic, so I'm going to do this idea that showed up in the comments on the website. This is a comment from Cactus Commando, and he says, "Brad, you hobo, call Walgreens and ask the following if you are out of ideas." And, should I say the idea? I don't want to ruin it for you guys. I don't want to give you spoilers. I guess I can. He says, "I'm supposed to ask the person at Walgreens, do you have cotton balls?" And Walgreens is going to say yes. And I'm going to say, "Do they tickle when you walk?" Get it? Because cotton balls? Basically, this is going to be no better than the call that I just did for Brown Magic, but I find it somewhat amusing, and that's why I'm going to do one or two of these. Just see where they go.
Hi, thanks for calling Walgreens. Okay, I'm connecting you to someone who can help. Just so you know, the store's open till 10 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow they're open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Please remain on the line to speak with a member of our staff.
Staff. They really like this song. It's the only one they have in their whole music.
Thanks for calling Walgreens West. This is Carnesian Cosmetics. How can I help you?
Hi there. I need to find out if you have cotton balls.
Yes, we do.
Why? Does it tickle when you walk? Get it? Get it? Because cotton balls? Hello?
Do people actually do that?
Oh, I thought she was not going to hang up and I was going to get to hear her complain about me. I bet they're just having the greatest conversation right now.
Thanks for calling Walgreens. This is Melanie. How can I help you?
Hey, Melanie. I just needed to find out if you have cotton balls.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Does it tickle when you walk then? Melanie? Does it tickle when you walk? I'm going to take that as a yes. She's very sensitive about the topic. Holy crap, this is really stupid, Cactus Commando. I'm going to stop right now. No more of this. Or wait, maybe just one more call to that original store that I called the first time.
Hi, thanks for calling Walgreens.
Hello, thank you for calling Walgreens. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Hi.
Hi. We got a complaint here that you had hung up on a customer after they asked for a product.
I do not know. I will transfer you to a manager. Hold on.
Oh, no, you don't have to transfer me to a manager. I can just ask. I have the customer on the line. Do you have cotton balls there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, does it tickle when you walk?
Huh?
Does it tickle when you walk if you have cotton balls? Oh, you laughed. That's awesome. Most people just hang up on me at this point.
No. Is that all you needed?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm happy now. I thought I was just going to get hung up on and cursed at, and you laughed, and now I'm just happy. I'm going to go out and maybe do something with my life instead of making prank calls.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
Have a good day.
You too. Goodbye. Thanks for being a part of the team. So I don't think I got the same girl that I got before. I was hoping to be the same person that answered the phone, and I was really hoping that I could make her explain exactly what happened in my original call. But whatever, that was awesome too. You know, she laughed. I made somebody laugh today. Probably not you guys, but at least somebody at Walgreens thinks I'm amusing. If you hated today's Hobosode, be sure to thank Greg T. Greg T is the sponsor of today's show. Thanks, Greg T. I'm gonna go back to working on my Tenants from Hell show, which I may or may not get posted later today. Hopefully by this weekend, though. About halfway done.
Hang up the fucking piece of phone, you piece of shit.
You hang up your piece of phone first.